blank canvas. In the quaint coastal town of Cádiz, Spain, the oldest city in the Western world with a rich history that dates back over 3,000 years, there lived Marco, a once-renowned guitarist whose melodies had danced on the winds of fame. Now an old man, he found himself trapped in the echoes of his past glory, his fingers no longer as nimble, and his inspiration as elusive as the morning mist. Each dawn, Marco would walk along the weathered pier, his eyes fixed on the horizon, searching for something he couldn't name. The weight of missed opportunities and regrets hung heavy on his shoulders, like an invisible cloak he couldn't shed. One crisp autumn morning, as seagulls painted the sky with their graceful flight, Marco encountered Sophia, an elderly woman whose eyes sparkled with the wisdom of years. She sat on a bench, sketching the lighthouse that stood sentinel over the bay.
"Why do you look so far away, young man?"
Sophia asked, her voice gentle yet piercing. Marco, startled by her insight, found himself confiding in this stranger. He spoke of his faded career, of melodies lost to time, and of a longing to rewrite his story. Sophia listened, her wrinkled hands never pausing in their artistry. When Marco finished, she smiled and said,
"The canvas of life is vast, yet we can only paint on the present moment before us. Yesterday's strokes have dried, etched into the fabric of our past. Tomorrow's palette remains unmixed, a promise of possibilities. You stand at a privileged point, today, where the brush rests in your hand. In truth, we all share this fortune, for each dawn offers a fresh canvas. It's an invitation to all who dare, to paint not just a better life for ourselves, but to create a masterpiece that touches and uplifts others. Every brushstroke of kindness, every splash of courage, every hue of hope, they all contribute to the grand mural of our shared human experience. So, seize this moment, this blank canvas, and let your life's work begin anew."
Her words stirred something in Marco's soul. For weeks, they echoed in his mind as he wandered the town, seeing it with new eyes. He noticed the young street musician whose raw talent reminded him of his own beginnings. He observed the fishermen mending their nets, their weathered hands telling stories of perseverance. Slowly, Marco began to pick up his guitar again. His fingers, stiff at first, gradually remembered their dance across the strings. But this time, the melodies were different. They spoke not of past glories or future dreams, but of the present moment's beauty and potential. One evening, as the sun painted the sky in hues of orange and pink, Marco sat on the pier and began to play. His music, infused with the wisdom of his journey and the peace of acceptance, drew a small crowd. Among them was Sophia, her eyes twinkling with recognition. As the last notes faded into the twilight, Marco realized he had composed a new ballad, one that spoke of second chances, of embracing the present, and of finding beauty in new beginnings. It was a song that acknowledged the closed chapters of yesterday while celebrating the unwritten pages of today. In that moment, Marco understood that his greatest composition wasn't a melody from his past, but the symphony of his present, a harmony of acceptance, growth, and the courage to begin anew. The pier, once a place of longing, had become the stage for his renaissance. As he packed up his guitar, Sophia approached him, her sketch of the lighthouse in hand.
"You see,"
she said, offering him the drawing.
"Every day the light shines anew, guiding ships home. It doesn't dwell on yesterday's storms or tomorrow's tides. It simply illuminates the now."
Marco took the sketch, a tangible reminder of his epiphany. He realized that true artistry, in music and in life, lay not in reliving past glories or chasing future dreams, but in fully embracing the present moment with all its imperfections and possibilities. From that day forward, Marco's music changed. It became a celebration of life's ongoing journey, inspiring others to find beauty and purpose in their present. And though his hands weren't as swift as in his youth, his melodies carried a depth and wisdom that touched hearts in ways his earlier fame never had. In Cádiz, Marco became known not as the guitarist who once was, but as the man who taught others to hear the music in each passing moment, a living example to the power of new beginnings and how to start anew. The end.
In the shadows of yesterday's light, I've wandered, lost in time's embrace, dreaming of chances I could rewrite. What might have been, like stones in my pockets day by day, wishing for wisdom I didn't have then, and strength to have chosen another way. But the sands of time, they only fall in one direction forevermore. The past, a story already told, the future, and an open door. Then I realized, as clear as dawn, yesterday's gone, but I am here, the canvas of now, still blank and drawn, waiting for strokes of hope, not fear. So I'll plant my feet in this moment's soil, and nurture the seeds of what can be. For the garden of life requires our toil, in the present where we're truly free. Yes, the sands of time, they only fall in one direction forevermore. But today's the day we heed the call to write our story and soar.
Our story and soar.